Jaya Ratha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Shana Palapa Giribharatami. Yasoda Nandana Rajajana Ranjana. Yasanandana Rajajana Ranjana. Shamunatira Vanachami. Jaya Radha Madhava Kancha Vihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, jaya Vishnu Paramahansa Vaivadikacharya Asato Sara Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Shimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. All glories to the Assam devotees. All glories to the Assam devotees. All glories to the Assam devotees. Glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 15, Text Number 37, Description of the Kingdom of God. Evam tadeva bhagavan aravindanapa. Evam tadeva bhagavan aravindanapa. Svanam vipudasa atikramam aryahitya. Nam vipudasa atikramam aryahitya. Tasmin yaya paramahansa maha muninam. Tasmin yaya paramahansa maha munin anveshaniya charanau chalayan sahashi. Sahashi. Chant. Sashi. Evam says, at that very moment, Bhagavan, Personality of Godhead, with a lotus growing from his navel, Vibhutya learned about to the great sages, Ati Arya of the righteous, Priyadha, the delight there. Yayao, pa, recluses, Mahamuninam, but Anveshaniya, which are worthy to Charanau, speak, walking, Sahashi, with translation, Shri, the lotus grown from his navel. And who is the delight of the righteous, learned about offered saints, accompanied by his of fortune, was very feet, sought for by recluses and great sages. In that his devotees cannot be vanquished at any time, the Lord could understand the doorman and the sages was taking a different turn, and therefore he instantly came out of his, went to the spot of observation, so that his devotees, the doormen, might not be vanquished for good. Mukam karati cha, mukam karati. I forgot it, sorry. Om agyana tivaganjara shalakaminitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Yes. Okay. So this, the purport is quoting a verse from Anihi Nami Bhakta Pranashati. That my devotee will never be vanquished. Also, at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, he says, he conditioned, if Hita Jamami come, Sharanam Vraja, you see, give up the variety, surrender, and I will protect you from all your evil. He translated that verse many, many times in his lectures. In one lecture, he had in the beginning, in the West, in America, and he said, yes, you've given up all religion to Krishna, you don't worry about giving up all Dharma. Go on. Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, I was just speaking to a devotee, she said, because, you know, we in India, we worship so many demigods and this, and in America, we didn't know any demigods or, you know, we liked Krishna. Krishna, he had long hair, he was young, he was in, and he had girlfriends, and yeah, he's a good god. He's good for the hippies. So, yes. So, to Krishna, and he will protect us. In Gita, discussed today the six symptoms, the six characteristics of surrender, you can say. Hari Mas. Anukulyasya sankalpa pratikvarjanam shvasa gapti dvevaranam tata atmanikshepa. Six divisions of surrender are acceptance of things favorable to service of things unfavorable. So one, two, conviction Krishna, three, accept the Lord as one's guardian or master, which he will master maintains the servant. Maintenance, full humility, so number six. So we'll discuss those six, Bhagavad Gita, 18 chapter, 66. That we must accept everything fail, help us, service. And then he says, number two, does not lead to stage Krishna consciousness should be avoided. And number three, one should be confident that it is protect him from all difficulties. And number four, there is no need of thinking how when she body and soul to see to that. So that's maintenance. That's the story of mine. Number five, one should always think himself helpless. So this is Atma Nibbana. Helps it to Krishna the only basis for his progress in life. These are the six symptoms of surrender, which are discussed in that purport of Bhagavad Gita also. So first, accepting and rejecting what is good to accept and what is what we should reject. It says, protection means they protect me. And he asks what this means in a purport of 16 about fear. And he said this is the qualification of sannyasa, to be alone without any support or give support. He has to depend on the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kali Yuga, who are like this, there's a lot of women who are like this, alone, support, and because the husbands have left, the kids have left, and you're all alone. And we have to depend on the mercy of Krishna. I know ladies in Vrindavan and ladies out of Vrindavan who are just like that. So you have to be confident. One must be fully convinced Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. As Paramatma, he is with me. He will protect me. I'll never be alone. You may feel alone. That's a problem with old people, loneliness. So I think it was either Japan, they go and rob, they take shot and be because he doesn't care of them. And they have a better life in jail than you do out of jail. They get food, they get, I've seen that. I read that on the internet. Either China or, I can't remember. This is a devotee reaching from Krishna. So example of worshiping the demigods was Ravana. He was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. And when Ram was attacking, he was praying to Lord Shiva, please, please come, save me from this danger. And Parvati said, why aren't you going? He's your great devotee. And he served you. Why you're not going? So what can I do? I can't even pretend. It's not possible. Why should I go? And he said, no. So Prabhupada says, if God wants to protect you, no one can kill you. And if God wants to kill you, no one can protect you. So that happened in Bombay, that the temple was protected by Krishna. It was this person named Mr. Nair. Actually, it was his wife, and they sent all these to come destroy the temple. I wasn't there, I was in Calcutta. So, but our devotees, they were all taken away, and the last, there was one big pujari, and she was the one, she was standing there holding on to two poles, trying to protect the deities, because they were going to break the deities too. And so they dragged her by the hair and took her into the van to jail. So Prabhupada said to her, and she was screaming. So Prabhupada said, yes, Krishna will take you back to Godhead, kicking and screaming. An addiction. I guess it was worth it. But I wouldn't do it. different way Godhead. So Krishna's giving us protection. And the men also need protection, too. Here another verse, give up your own manufactured, concocted protection, and I'll give you protection. So we might think, well, it's a great devotee. Not sure. Will Krishna protect me? We talk about that in the Bhagavatam. The story of Durvasa, Muni, and Ambarish. Ambarish was trying to break a Kadashi, and he took a few drops of water, and Durvasa got so angry. He took a demon, plucked it out, and the demon fought the demon to destroy Ambarish. And Ambarish was just like this, okay. If I die, okay, I'm ready. But Krishna sent him. And Prabhupada said, a devotee is never fearful of his death. Not for material profit, but as his due. But Krishna, before anything happened, he already arranged for. Here it is about us. This is 9448 purport. This protection is offered to the devotee even from the very beginning of his devotional service. Isn't that nice? Right from the very beginning, you got it. You got your insurance. All you have to do is surrender, of course. That's the price. If you just begin, you're immediately protected. This is in Bhagavad. So it must come true. And then he quotes Aham Tapa, protection begins immediately. Isn't that nice? So, he's ready to bite, but the furious snake is helpless when fighting. Although an enemy of a devotee may be very strong, he's coming of devotional service. So if you're doing devotional service, you're on fire. And nobody can do anything against you. So the next thing, that's protection. Maintenance. I remember there was one purport where Prabhupada said, if you do sankirtan, yajna, then it would be completely. Again, in that purport of 66, there is a thinking, body and soul together. Krishna will see to that. So the example during Chaitanya Lila, Shivas Thakur, Lord Shivas, and said, you know, I see you don't go anywhere. Managed to make it in the family, and how are you doing so presently? So four brothers, lots of kids. So Shivas said, I have not. So the Lord was prodding him, you know, look after them. Shivas said, certainly whatever is my destiny will come. He'll surely find providence. We shall manage with whatever comes our way. So Lord Chaitanya said, Shiva said, that is not possible for me. So on one hand, refuse to beg as a sannyasa. You don't make an effort to make food door to door. How do you plan to maintain your family? I'm unable to understand you. So if you these days, then nothing will come. Please tell us to do. So Shiva said, what's three? What in 2, 3? Take a vow that if after fasting days, more food by its own accord, I will stone around myself in the Ganga River to drown. Chinese, it's due to lack of food. By some rare chance, even Lakshmi may have to go begging, but I will never experience poverty. So, Shiva, have you forgotten what I said in Gita? That those who worship shall form, I carry what they lack and preserve what I have. So that's 9:22. And devotees who are fixed in meditation don't have to beg from anyone. All mystic potencies are automatically manifest, and the four personified goals, Dharma, are knocking at their door, they turn it down. Very interesting. My devotees are protected by risk at all times, and even at the time of total annihilation of this universe, they remain completely transcendental and unaffected. So that's really from now. Brahma's 50 years old, and so that means half of 11 trillion million years. So half of that, he's 50 years old. You can figure that out. Half of 311 trillion, 40 million. The old Brahma, and that's when annihilation will not be affected. And even if you remember my devotee, I take ability from India. Isn't that interesting? Even if you just remember Prabhupada, and he will maintain you. He's the great devotee, Prabhupada. Servant of my me, and he gets my shelter. Shiva and happily, and everything will automatically come to you. I'm blessing you, and Shri Advaita with a boon. Your transcendence will never be affected by old age and debility. We do have an example of one of our godbrothers who joined in Mumbai. He was a street child, and he was in jail. He got in jail. He got it back to other people. And he saw a big, expensive watch and pretended, oh, I must have this watch. So he came out of jail, went to the temple. He said, I need to see your guru. And so they said, well, he's in South India. So then he went to South India. Then he went to see Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was teasing him. And he took off his watch and said, you want this? He said, no, Swamiji. And he got enlightened when he met Prabhupada. He got purified. What happened to him? Prabhupada said, I'm sending you to the U.S. This is like 70. All the Indians wanted to go, you know. A street kid. Sending you to preach. And then he wasn't going. And he said, why aren't you? Because my passport has the name of my Naita, who is my father. So Prabhupada said, passport. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami for father. Yeah, before in India, and he became very opulent, this devotee. Part in Bollywood, he was in the movies. He was in charge of India, but now he has left his body. But he was by Prabhupada. He was maintained by Krishna. So we just need to try our best to surrender. Krishna says, don't hesitate. Well, Prabhupada says, don't fear, don't hesitate, don't worry. I'm maybe perplexed how I can give up all kinds of surrender to useless. Okay. And we cannot avoid, you will surrender to dog, Prabhupada says. Your dog is, yes. Yeah, my son had a dog, he couldn't take care of it, gave it to someone. That dog, they told us that dog is like the queen of the house. He's going to train the dog to become a service dog to help children in the hospital. Very sweet. The story I've told many, many times, how service, and this is about Birbal and the emperor. So Birbal, he was late one day to the emperor's court, Akbar's court, and Akbar said, "Why are you late to my court today?" And so my wife had me doing things. I had to listen, you know, I had to tell. Akbar said, "Why are you listening to your wife?" So everyone listened. Know that? So then said, "Prove it." And Birbal called all the men of the city, wherever that was, I forget. Came into the palace, all the men. So Birbal said, "Now, and who listens to their wife, move to this side." So it was a stampede, and everyone went to that side except one man. And so the emperor said, "So, you are so courageous, you didn't move?" And the man who was there, he said, "My wife told me to avoid crowds." So he didn't move to that side. And so that's what Prabhupada says. Prabhupada tells that story, and he says that's, you know, serve somebody. Service, that is our constitutional position. And Krishna is the one we serve. So another translation of the Gita verse, give up all your nonsense and surrender to me. So he did it many, many. Here's another way. "My dear sons, why are you rotting in this miserable world? Come to me, I'll give you all protection. You are the same, so you can enjoy life very supremely without any death." Rotting, no, rotting, we are rotting here. So that is Krishna's mercy. So now I'd like to explain how Krishna protects us. What are the ways that Krishna is in us? So the first, we heard actually Mukhya this morning talking about Krishna, the devotee's destiny. So that way. Oh, I know. There is yes, Tvindagopa Madhavan. So you down is has their karma. But if you service then free. So then I have Germany. She was in Germany, she's from Croatia. And in Vrindavan got medicine across the street, and it was full of lead or something, and she was in the hospital for 3 months. And she was thinking, why not? She went, but she was curious. So then she got out, she went to the astrologer and asked, "What happened those 3 months?" The astrologer said, "You should have been in a serious car accident and paralyzed for life." So Krishna changed her destiny. That she just was in the hospital, so she couldn't get in the accident and be paralyzed for life. So yeah, you know, Krishna does, yes, I feel in my life also sometimes how that's happening. So Prabhupada says that if one is condemned to death, Krishna can, it's a fault when Krishna says, "I shall protect you, aham tvam sarvapapi bhyo." And then, now the second way he protects us is from them, away from Krishna consciousness. So just like I was quoting in a previous class from Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, four causes of fall down for devotees. Means leaving Krishna consciousness. So one cause is aparad. You make a fool of a devotee called pride. You think you're the best devotee. And another one is lack of good association. You just you associate with other devotees. And the fourth one is lack of knowledge about the path. Don't know that there will come a time when doubts will come in your mind. You may think you're the best devotee, but anartha nirvritti comes, and what happens? So Prabhupada gives the example of Chitraketu and Dudumna and Maharaj Bharat, who circumstantially fell down, but were still protected. Maharaj Bharat became a deer, but then how was he protected? Because he remembered his Krishna consciousness. as a deer. And Indradumna Maharaj became an elephant. He remembered prayer's life. And how is Chita? Oh, he became, his prema was still there in his heart. Let's go ahead next. This is the protection come strange that we appreciate, but it will come. And the third thing is protection from Maya. You know, Maya is always attacking. Prabhupada said, but we are not afraid. Krishna says, my devotee will never be vanquished. And Prabhupada says, Maya can't do anything if you become strong. And how do you become strong? Chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Now, Vishujana Maharaj used to say, chant your every day a shield protection from Maya around you. Yes. Now, another protection is protection from another bad quality. The bad qualities might still be there after your prayers, like get angry or something. So, but to gradually be and gone. It will be gone. And another protection is protection from desires. We have these desire seeds in our heart from millions of births. So we are protected because we might see them, we don't act on. And that is a test of a conscious person, that he might have desire, but he doesn't act on. So the test, Prabhupada says, in Gita 2:70 purport. This is death. Prabhupada says, everyone is sure to die. One becomes a devotee, he's not destined to die to a limit life. Kept by the mercy of the Lord. Mukhya was quoting about why they hold their breath, because you have a certain number of breaths to the end of, and when those breaths are finished, your life's gone. So if you hold your breath, then you can live longer. So these people who are running, they're shortening the jogging and the heavy exercise, shortening their duration of life, actually, because they breathe faster. You have to breathe faster. So, that's a yogic principle. So, devote his by Krishna's mercy. So, Pariksha Maharaj, he was forced to face death in 7 days. He said, Onas, just accept me as completely surrendered. Let Mother Ganges, representative of the Lord, accept me, for I've already taken the lotus feet of the Lord in my heart. Let the snake bird, or whatever magical thing the Brahmana created, bite me at once. I only desire you all continue singing the deeds of Lord Vishnu. Yes, the Prabhupada said, when you give yourself to the lotus feet, you're not afraid of death anymore. Then his last prayer was, offering obeisances unto all you Brahmins, I pray, if I should again take my birth in this material world, I will have complete attachment to the unlimited Lord Krishna, so his devotee, friendly relations with all living beings. So this is very similar to the description of a madhya. He loves the Lord, he associates, and he's merciful to the innocent. So yes, before the end of Kali Yuga, Prabhupada said, we'll go back to Godhead. I have this conversation here from Narayan was talking. He was there when Prabhupada was talking to Allen Ginsberg. Bad Kali Yuga was going to get, there won't be any, all the animals will eat people. And people will eat people. And the fruits will be huge. Nothing to eat. And the devotees there would live in caves. I'd be in the caves. And Prabhupada said, my disciples will have gone back to Godhead by then. And Alan said, oh, really? Prabhupada said, yes, they are very advanced. They're going to go back very shortly. They are chanting. They're taking this promise, pure devotee lifetime. And said, yes. And what will happen to the rest of us? Prabhupada leaned over to Alan. Alan leaned over to Prabhupada. And Alan, Koga, I will eat you, and you will eat me to avoid this. So, yeah, there we go. Yes, so in Bombay, there's an example of a man. I told this story already. Mr. Setti, life member, and he was building apartments for his disciple. He had to stay. So one day he came to see Prabhupada covered with dust. And Prabhupada said, you're building, Krishna is building room for you in Goloka Vrindavan. And Mr. Setti said, how is that? I'm very sin. And Prabhupada said, that I will see. So that man has gone, we know, left his body. And so Prabhupada, he said, take an example from my life. I was retired at 70 years old. This has to be. My friend said, this man is going away to die. And he said, never mind, death will come. Nobody try. So activity is a symptom of love. So activity must be there. It should always be on Krishna, surrender to Krishna. And from His Holiness Sachinanda Swami. And I'll pray protections. So if you want to pray for protection and maintenance, Maharaj, this is how you do it. You say, my Lord, I cannot solve this alone. It is beyond my capabilities, intelligence, plans, ideas, and so on. I sincerely request you to accept me, protect and maintain me. Protect me means situation, function, and the problems of material existence don't upset my life that much. And maintain me on the spiritual platform. So often when we hear about this, we think material. But actually, spiritual maintenance is important. That, and then we're lost. We need spiritual maintenance. He says, if you do this simple step, a very thing happens. Look so big, now my life is finished. We'll start to shrink. It's the sin of a calf, which you can easily step over. So I'll stop here if anyone has questions or comments at this point. Yes, Prasad.
Thank you, Mataji, for giving class. The thing you said about accepting things, in our lives sometimes they have accept later on.
Yeah.
And so how do you make a decision? I mean, that time is that what we accept?
Yeah, circumstance. Things I could accept when I was young and I can't really dance. My body, my feet are done, my shoulder is hit.
So you make adjustment.
Yeah, you have to adjust according to time, place, and when you're old, accept the same things as when you're young. You have to do some of the things which are favorable for young people in devotional service, but maybe not so favorable for old.
Hopefully the realization could do that we can't dance anymore, at least we have some internal conviction.
Right, right. Another thing, I had to 20-hour schedule when I was a pujari. 4 hours sleep, 20 hours seva. Yes, now it's at least I need 6-7 hours of sleep.
One other thing. I was listening to a class yesterday, Prabhupada. It was one of those short things. And the devotee asking Prabhupada, pray for relief from material miseries. And Prabhupada, he made it, I'm trying to understand. Prabhupada said, we do not pray for relief from material misery. If we can surrender to Krishna when we're under these duration and stress, he said, how much love is that for Krishna that we're able to relieve from material misery? Pray for devotional service.
There's a nice book written by Pranada and Archana Siddhi on that point, how they went through severe illnesses and how they turned to Krishna and how we can also. So I would suggest you get that book. I saw it at the... You have it? Oh, you have a digital copy. Okay. I can't remember, you know? She knows. It's really all about that point. How devotees can be Krishna conscious while they're sick, basically, is what the book's about. Yeah, how you can... physically. Yeah, okay, what's the name?
Hare Krishna, comment. Such a nice class. Jananivas Prabhu always says that when we go to Narsingha Dev, we should pray for movement's protection.
Yeah,
our guru's protection.
Right.
And I felt that was so important to also pray for our movement's protection.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you got the name of the book?
Not yet.
Okay. Ragatmika.
Thank you, Narayani, for coming again. I had this question for the last couple of days. It's the verse 34, translated in there. It says, This is when the four Kumaras were considering how to... They said, therefore, let us consider how these two contaminated persons should be punished. The punishment should be apt, for thus eventually upon them. Like, I mean, that's how Narayan, when he took things into consideration, the punishment should be benefit should be result. The four Kumaras have this, if you want to say, or...
Premonition?
Oh, well, that Narayan approximately deliver them by being killed self. Mm-hmm. The four Kumaras even have this mind? That be
well, according to Bhagavatam.
According to this?
Yes.
Oh.
It says here, you know, you can really get bent and not just throw them in the jail, uh-huh. but let them be lifted.
Yes.
Let them be uplifted by the punishment.
Uh-huh. So they were, that's a real quality of
Yeah, so they were
Vaishnavs.
Thinking, how yeah. can we help these people who are
mm-hmm. doing the wrong thing?
Yeah.
But,
yeah. They're thinking like, I mean, that's what this
but
verse is.
Not to
here.
Destroy them.
Yeah, it should be, so we can benefit, they can get benefit.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. Okay, over here. The name of the book. The name of the book. We are following up on a previous question, and then we will hear.
When illness takes hold, hopeful words for Sanaka.
When illness takes hold.
Uh-huh. And then in small print, hopeful words for Sadakas.
Hopeful words for Sadakas. Okay.
Okay. And by Pranada and Archana Siddhidasi.
Yeah.
Ooh. I have one other question. Not about the book.
Where's the mic? Oh, you got the microphone.
Yes,
okay,
yes, yes.
She hijacked.
Okay. when we talk about protection of the Lord, we're not looking for protection just in this lifetime. The examples you gave of Bharat and
yeah.
the other people, they are even with the four Kumaras and Vijay, their resurrection or their good thing came after four births. So sometimes we look for good deeds for relief, but we have to develop this vision where we can see that in necessarily protection mean that we still continue Krishna lead us by remembering him in our next lives. Is that
well?
Certain
you're thinking really ahead if you're thinking about your future lives.
Well, not necessarily because on the same topic when we're one of the qualities of surrender is the protection, accepting the protection of the
right.
Lord. So on one hand, we're accepting the protection. The other hand, we said, okay, Lord, this is what you want. Mm-hmm. So for the person accepting protection, is that, okay, I'm surrender, Lord, whatever you decide, that's mm-hmm. what, all right.
Yeah.
And but
that's the highest.
That's the highest.
So we can aim for that, but we may not be like that on that highest level.
Okay.
And Krishna says, okay, are you still following me? You know.
Like the point you were making when devotees come to us and a deity, when we come to where an artist are coming up, yeah, we get so bewildered sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that at that level, it's good to ask. To ask for protection at the moment in this life.
Yeah.
And devotees go to Nrisingadev. Prabhupada taught us to go to Nrisingadev when you're in danger, when you need protection. Go to Nrisingadev. He's the one. He's the one. If you really need it, might be your health, it might be anything, but just go to Nrisingadev.
But it's funny because sometimes when you're actually suffering and you know you're the last one to know you're in, you know. You're
yeah.
in so much maya and you need help, you know.
Oh, then you better pray for protection. So much maya. Don't stay in maya.
All right. So, you know, this punishment thing, from Krishna, he just wants to engage in loving pastimes.
Right.
You know, that's all it is. you know, from Krishna's side, he wants to engage in loving. He has he can engage in unlimited loving pastimes. So this punishment, benediction, he's just trying to get all these jivas into the party because he can't get enough. And so the pure devotees, that's what they're trying to do, or they're excited in a good situation for that. Now, if we're in the mode of passion, and you know maybe we're indulging in asuric tendencies, hey, somebody's irritating me, I'm going to like zap them, and look how powerful I am. I've rectified everything according to my mental conception of how things should be. Yeah, that's not so productive. But for the sadhus, they're just trying to connect these jivas. So cursing, benediction. I mean, we're thinking, oh, I don't want to get cursed because I want all the maha. And other, but from their perspective, this will help them come forward. So, good if considered, I suppose, that way.
Okay.
Curse me now, so I'll make some advancement.
On what you're saying? No, I think you were very thorough in your answer.
Is that a curse?
No.
Oh, dang.
That happens, that I don't have something to say sometimes. Okay, anybody else? Okay, Jai, glories to Prabhupada, Hare Krishna.